But in Persian word, there are different. Because seder is something that implies the reaction in the feeling and judgment of the receiver. Means something which normally is not good. That's the point. For you, magic is not negative. For us, seder is negative. But the magic itself, mu'jizah, what it means, mu'jizah, amen.
Something
that the brain is incapable of understanding. Ajz means incapability. Ajz means somebody who cannot do anything. Mu'jizah means it will make something ajz. What is that something? The logic. Something that the brain cannot understand. Not something bizarre. Because brain knows cause and effect. Mu'jizah doesn't have a cause. It comes from beyond this universe we understand. So the name is mu'jizah means don't try to understand it. Your brain is incapable of understanding it. But sir is something you could learn. You could even teach, and we'll see later two angels who come here and they open the supermarket of magic and stuff like that. But for the normal people, both are the same. What is he implying here, really? Okay. All this comparison, why he came to this magic and the tricks and things like that. Yes, but it should be more than that. He said, listen, you don't understand the difference between the trick and the magic. You know why? Because both to you are ununderstandable. Therefore, even there, you're counting on yourself. These two are the same because you don't understand it. How silly it could be that I say, whatever I don't understand is the same. Let's say one sickness that I don't understand, and another disease, I don't understand the second one as well. They're the same because I don't understand them. If the things that I don't understand are the same, then majority of this universe I don't understand, so it is the same. That's the judgment of this parrot. Comparing. When it compares, over there, badness, okay, the old jar, right? When it comes to magic and the trick, I don't understand it, they're the same. It's the same silliness to think about the miracles we talk. We talk about the miracle of walking on the water of Jesus. Compare it with someone that literally, physically could trick you and walk up on the water. First of all, when we talk about walking on the water, we are not talking about the water. Water to us is the knowledge, and Jesus is above the knowledge. He doesn't submerge in the knowledge. That's what we want to say. We are not talking about the silly thing to walk on the water like what? To do magic to some people say, we are describing a very special quality in Jesus that he doesn't submerge and drown in the knowledge. He walks above the knowledge. But because you don't understand it, you compare it with that and with that, and we come to a silly conclusion. Yes?
Comparing magic with miracle, the ignorant one fancies that both are founded on deceit. The magicians of Moses, for contention's sake, lifted up a rod like his. But between this rod and that rod, there is a vast difference. From this action to that action is straight way. This action is followed by the curse of God. That action receives in payment the mercy of God. The infidels, in contending with the prophets and saints, have the nature of an ape. The nature is a canker within the breast.
No, that doesn't do very good. That, Francis says, will distort the meaning. Because now he's talking about Mary, which is one special word that is very archaic, they don't use it recently. It's out of jealousy, out of envy, somebody does something and you do the same because superficially you think that you're doing the same. Something like that, which is difficult. He came to that and he said that kafir people, they do that. They are like monkeys. Because they imitated the life without knowing the meaning of it. Why he came to this one? Let's go back to Moses, the best story. Moses will do some magic. You know all about it, right? And these magicians in the court of Pharaoh will do the same. What is going on there? For someone who doesn't understand, you say, okay, both are good. This was one show, that one was another show, another trick. I don't understand them, so they are the same. So Moses and Pharaoh are the same. Because they are both beyond my understanding. Is that the way? There is something that happens after that. He, in comparison, always said, what is the outcome of the process? You remember, they feed both. What is the outcome of it? They drink both. What is the outcome of it? He said, what is the outcome of Moses? What is the outcome of the action of the magicians? What is it? It's completely two different stories. First of all, Moses is doing this unknowingly. He didn't know what happens. God told him, drop it. And he dropped it. Those magicians, they know the trick they are playing with. They know it's trick. Right? Moses is doing this not for himself. Because he's ordered to. They are doing it because they are paid to do that. Right? So over there is calculation. Here is not. Moses is doing this to free his people from slavery. Those magicians, they think about their salary, right? Let's forget about all of this. What is the outcome? What happened to the magicians? Anyone? The hell with them. Because Rahmatullah is for them. Whenever you want to say some stupid fellow, you say, those magicians of Pharaoh, isn't it? After a couple of thousand years now. What's behind it? Afar means the outcome, what happens later, after that. Not only behind it there is something. What will happen after that? They did the trick, and they are mal'oon. We call them bad names. And that's what they are. Moses did this. And he is a prophet, and we appreciate him. Look at now. What's the outcome of that? There is difference between this Asa and that Asa. And suddenly that word Asa is pushed in this meaning because we know that Moses had a stick in hand, let it go, and took it back. These magicians, they didn't have a stick, did they? No, they had ropes. You remember the rope? Iqal. Aql. They were logical people. And they use the logic. Rumi here, he will say, there is difference between this stick and the other stick. He will call both of them a stick. Why? Doesn't he know this story? He knows. We know that nobody could mistake that. Why did he use Asa? This stick we'll see later. And it's a very important figure in our story.